as an individual piece of infrastructure, it is a ridiculous amount of money to have spent. But really, when you hear the furore and the crocodile tears from members of the cabinet as they went to and from the cabinet meeting, you know, it's not lost on me that, you know, we have a children's hospital that started at a budget perhaps when Brendan Howland was the then Minister for Public Expenditure, and the estimate was about €450 million. We're heading for €2.5 billion and counting on that now. And the official position from the state is we don't know how much it will cost. So I did make the analogy on social media earlier in looking at this wondrous bicycle awning for €335,000, the price to build a very substantial home, I would suggest, that it's somewhat easier to understand when you consider the runaway cost of the National Children's Hospital.
Do you feel that this will result in other pieces of infrastructure or other projects that really are in need of money, particularly at a local level, will be impacted by this overspend?
Well, you know, it's an exorbitant cost. I went to see it. It faces the elements. It'll keep nothing dry. It's laughable in the extreme that it would have cost this amount of money. We've all seen quite modest bicycle shelters that are perfectly functional, look well, that would be a fraction of this cost. And I'm talking less than 10%. So what this has done is shine the light on somebody, I'm not sure whom, within the Office of Public Works, who clearly is of the view that they have an endless supply of public taxpayers' funds to do with as they see fit. And because it's been tendered in an appropriate way, that justifies the affected wastage in this disgraceful manner.